Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much.
This week in Alaska history, December 13, 1883, the custom house at Sitka, a log building built by the Russians, was gutted by fire. December 14, 1940, the Valdez Federal Building, which housed the U.S. District Court and Marshal's Office, burned. December 15, 1950, Frank A. Boyle, the territorial auditor, died at Juneau. The assistant auditor, Neil Moore, replaced him. December 16, 1871, George A. Eades was appointed collector of customs for Alaska with headquarters at Sitka. December 17, 1959, a PBY plane operated by the Stanford Research Institute disappeared near Ketchikan. The wreck was later found on Gravina Island. December 18, 1971, Congress enacted the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, conveying over 40 million acres to Alaskan Native-owned corporations and settling Aboriginal land claims. December 19, 1962, there was a $300,000 fire at the Cape Lisburn Air Force Station. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. D. Armand of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg. With help from Winston Krause and you, the supporters of community radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph, Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. December Sun, by Margaret Mielke, Alaska's first poet laureate.
Nearly noon, and here he comes, heavy, sick, and slow to rise. His jaundiced head is rolling across the southern skies. His face is dull and sullen. Upon the trees he rests his weight. He sags into their spineless tops, impotent and late. No brightness came or went with him, so brief and worthless was his stay. With the poor burden of his trip, he broke the promise of a day.